Our present conference, therefore, is on the Shepherds of Bethlehem, the First Apostles. It is not surprising that Bethlehem has more lessons to teach us than most of us realize. In fact, Bethlehem is full of surprises. Not the least of these surprises is the extraordinary role of the shepherds to whom the angels appeared on Christmas morning. Recall what happened. First, there was one angel who appeared and merely told the shepherds, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." Following that announcement by one lonely angel, there was then a multitude of angels. No mere speech now. They sang. Look it up for yourselves. They sang. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Having received both the announcement and the song, the shepherds decided they would then go to find out what they had been told. That's the background, no, the foreground. After the angels returned to heaven, that's what Luke says, the shepherds might have done nothing, having had the experience of an angelic visitation. They might have basked in the memory of that wonderful experience. They might have continued tending their flock. Moreover, the shepherds were not exactly told, "I order you, go and see this child and his mother." The angel assumed they would go. They might have, I had to put this in, they might have sat down and discussed the matter. And maybe taken a vote. But no, they immediately acted on what the angels had announced to them. And as I keep telling people, Luke is the evangelist of people in a hurry. They ran. I presume the older and slower among the shepherds arrived last. Now we get to the heart of our meditation. As we look more closely at just what occurred, we find out that three things happened. First, the shepherds believed what they were told. Second, they experienced what they believed. And third, they shared with others what they had experienced. Faith, experience, and sharing are the marvelous truths that the shepherds teach us. First, they believed. There was no hesitation. A skeptic might object, "Well, you know, shepherds. Simple folk, they'll believe anything." Oh no, oh no. It's the sophisticated who will believe anything. Simple folk are hard-headed realists. In our citadels of learning, the American universities, you can tell people anything, "I know," and they'll believe it. You go to the farm or the factory, and they want proof. The shepherds, not just one or the other. Luke makes it clear they all believed. And if a person keeps objecting, "But they were the believing kind," all right, that's the kind God chooses to reveal himself to. They simply agreed that it was the Lord, that's what they said, who sent his angels to announce the good news. As often as we are hearing nowadays the expression "good news," let's not lose sight of the fact of what those words mean. They are simply another term for the gospel. Why news? Because God was making a new revelation of himself. When God comes down to earth, and you can hold him in your arms, oh, that's news. Why is it good news? Because this was the beginning of man's salvation. Why good? Because this was the source of great joy. The joy of knowing that having offended a just God, having said no to the Almighty, I am forgiven and I am in the friendship of God. First then, they believed. than they experienced. The shepherds were told to see for themselves. God has nothing to hide. They rushed. You supply another verb. They made a dash for Bethlehem. Notice, not to verify, but rather to come to the scene in the stable cave where they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Having believed, they now experienced. But that was only the foundation for the third thing they did. They shared. As by divine instinct, they realized, remember, that's what the angel told them. This was, I quote, a joy to be shared by the whole people, unquote. So what do they do? This may be surprising. I scrutinized Luke's gospel again this morning. Sure enough, that's what happened. Do you know the first one the shepherds told about what they had heard was Mary and Joseph? You might say, well, they didn't need it. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, yes, they did. Mary and Joseph lived by faith. You would think, wouldn't you, that if the angels are going to appear to anyone, and if they're going to sing Glory in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus, bone voluntatis, in more simple Aramaic, they would appear, well, say, just outside the stable cave. How much we are being taught. How God tries the faith of those who are nearest and dearest to Him. And who on earth was closer to Jesus than Mary and Joseph? Yet the angels appear to the shepherds. And the shepherds have the rare privilege, imagine, of announcing to Mary, her faith was being tested. And she needed all the confirmation she could get. From the announcement about Elizabeth, a woman in years and sterile, now with child, to the shepherds being told, you will find a baby of all places among the animals. Lying in the trough from which the animals feed. Mary's faith was strengthened by the shepherds. Then, from Luke's narrative, it seems clear that even before they got to Bethlehem, the shepherds, if it was early in the morning, roused their families. The men must have told their wives, "Wife, get up. You know what time it is? I know what time it is. We've just seen some shepherds." "Hiram, what are you talking about?" They told others. And then, having seen Mary and Joseph, and the child just as described by the angel, then they told everybody, as Luke tells us, proclaiming, glorifying, and praising God. In other words, sharing with others what had been revealed to them. You might see, we've already seen some implications. Well, maybe we have, but I want to spell them out for us. I count 8 implications. First, like the shepherds, we also have all received the faith. It has been revealed to us. Second, what is the most important thing that our faith tells us? It tells us that God became man and was born as a child in Bethlehem. Third, we believe that Christmas is true. Christmas is not tinsel or jingle bells or Christmas trees or baubles or reindeers and slaves. We believe, we really believe, that Christmas morning, God became one of us, born like us, cradled and nursed by one of his creatures. Fourth implication. we have also, in greater or less measure, learned from experience that Christ is real, that His power is real, that His light is real, that His joy is not make-believe. It's real. What is real joy? Real joy is a happiness in pain. Only God become man could give that to man as the experience of what we believe. Fifth implication. And we get closer to the hub of the message I wish to share with you. Sure, we believe. But we can always experience the reality of our faith more deeply. I dare say the most neglected virtue in terms of growth and development and progress is the virtue of faith. I'm not underestimating the importance of growing in other virtues, but let's make sure we don't neglect growing in our faith. Sixth implication. How? How can we grow in this faith? By more deeply experiencing what we believe. So what do you mean? I mean by putting what we believe into practice. Oh, academic our faith can be. How learned. What big words we've coined to elaborate and explain what we believe. But the purpose of the faith is to live it. Not allowing any doubts to arise. And the moment they arise, put them aside immediately. By acting on what we believe. We believe that God humiliated Himself by becoming a child. Do we really believe it? If we do, watch it. We will welcome, I mean it, we will welcome humiliations in our lives as blessed opportunities of becoming more like the God who humiliated Himself by becoming man out of love for us. Seventh implication. There is one more responsibility we have. We are to share what we believe with others by our words, by our actions, and most eloquently, by our lives. finally, the eighth implication. Why? Why share? Because in God's ordinary providence, this is the only way that Christianity grows. Do you know who first started to propagate Christianity? I'll tell you, the shepherds. From one believer who has experienced his faith to others with whom he shares his own great treasure. A closing prayer. Lord Jesus, in the designs of your eternal providence, you chose humble shepherds to be the first to be told about your coming on Christmas Day. They believed, they experienced, and they shared what they had seen. Help us, dear Savior, like the shepherds, to also believe without questioning, to experience by practicing what we believe, and to share our experienced faith with everyone who enters our lives. Teach us, as you taught the shepherds, to glorify and praise God for all that we have heard on faith and seen by experience, so that sharing our faith on earth, we might enjoy your vision for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please turn over to side B and push the play button immediately without rewinding the tape.